Hello and welcome to Tech Podcast This Week for July 4th, 2005. I'm Brad Gibson.
And I'm Jan Bradley.
Coming to you live from the G4 PowerBook in Hamilton, Ontario, and 100% iTunes 4.9 compliant, here are the latest show notes.
Slashdot.review winds up almost 3 weeks, plus or minus a weekend or two, of mobile production. Starting in June with a trade show in Long Beach, California, then GnomeDex from Seattle, and finally, over the 4th of July, a family vacation spot in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. Slashdot.review podcast is the daily, except Saturday, 10-minute summary of recent items from Slashdot, plus one non-RIAA song. New listeners can try a relatively painless WMA download of the day's program direct from the site. Regular listeners can pull the podcast from direct RSS download, from the iTunes directory, or via BitTorrent, slashdot.review.com.
This week, The Fox Show takes a look at Active VFP, an open-source WebRed tool designed to make it easy to build web-based Fox Pro solutions. We'll also be covering the latest news in the Fox Pro community, as well as a wrap-up from the conferences held in June. That's thefoxproshow.com.
This week on the Polymorphic Podcast, Craig Shoemaker reviews the SharePoint Advisor Live conference and shares an interview with Mike Fitzmaurice, the technical project manager for SharePoint at Microsoft. Mike tells us why .NET developers should look at developing projects in SharePoint. Check it out at polymorphicpodcast.com.
On the World's Technology Podcast this week, tech correspondent Clark Boyd travels to Cordoba in southern Spain. Find out how one entrepreneur is trying to sell the city and its thousands of tourists on the idea of electric cars. Plus, global fallout from the United States' decision to retain control of the servers that keep the Internet's domain name system running. Keep up to date on all the latest happenings in global technology at theworld.org/technology.
To help celebrate Independence Day in the United States, Chuck Chat Technorama takes a look at American technology for the 4th of July. Co-host Craig Stepp begins the project of turning an old laptop into an electronic picture frame on the new segment, Step by Step. Also, Chuck takes a first look at a potential voice-over IP competitor to Skype. Wednesday's show will have highlights from Chuck and Craig as they go through the process of installing, configuring, and setting up the new Chuck Chat website on WordPress. So join your hosts, Chuck Tomasi and Craig Stepp, for Chuck Chat Technorama twice a week at chuckchat.com.
The Bradcast, available at bradfordgibson.net, is on-demand audio about business and technology. At the confluence of technology, cash flow, and marketing are customers, people like you and me. Some of us are power users, some of us are involved in making the decisions, and most of us are just trying to figure the stuff out. The Bradcast is a podcast that focuses on issues that affect technology companies and their markets. Brad analyzes the communities around technologies and the ideas that are shaping new thought on the net and in the office. If you're a new user to iTunes 4.9, you can go to the Bradcast website at bradfordgibson.net and click on the link for subscribing immediately with iTunes. Thanks for listening. You can reach Tech Podcast this week by email at tech@techpodcast.com or on the K7 voicemail number at 206-350-8778. Techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here.